We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Look, we've got a lot of Chiefs fans here today, including Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. Laura, oh, look at her. There you go. God love you. In Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Quentin, how you doing, man? Good. You are good, man. By the way, he can still go to his left. At any rate. And several members of the Congress from Kansas and Missouri are present. Well, bottom, would you all stand up, all the members of Congress? I tell you what, man. We don't get a quorum that quickly. Good to see you guys and ladies. Appreciate it very much. And we also know that we're missing one of the most loyal Chiefs fans that there ever was, Norma Hunt, who passed away this weekend. I'd like to suggest a moment of silence. You know, Norma was known as the First Lady of Football. She attended every single Super Bowl in history, all 57, including the past one where her Chiefs won. And Jill and I send our condolences to the entire Hunt family, including their son and current CEO chief of the Chiefs, Clark Hunt. The Chiefs not only hold the title again, they're building a dynasty. Super Bowl champs in 2020 and 2023, dominating the league with 64 wins in the last 5 years, the best record in the NFL. Yet somehow last summer, people still counted you guys out. But you kept the faith. You overcame injuries, dominating the regular season, 14-3. In the playoffs, you beat the Jaguars and the Bengals, avenging last year's AFC championship game. And then with 200 million people watching, yet another thrilling game, you beat the Eagles, becoming the Super Bowl champs again. You know, it's no surprise you got a young quarterback named Patrick. Boy can play, man. 2-time MVP, comeback king, the only player in history with a winning record when down by 10 points or more. We saw him play with that high ankle sprain, another legendary chapter in the story of one of the greatest quarterbacks of his generation, and I predict of any generation. You also got Travis, one of the greatest tight ends ever. You got a young team built from unheralded draft picks that turned into a deep roster of 6 All-Pros, explosive offense, and a tough defense. And then there's Coach Andy Reid. I was asked by the mayor of Philadelphia to arrest him and take him back to Philly, but I can't do that. 24 seasons. The only head coach in NFL history with at least 100 wins with 2 different teams. You know, they've called him a beacon of offensive brilliance, a beautiful mind. Well, the guy who gives full meaning to the word coach because he makes you believe in yourself. Most important, as much as these guys know about football, they know about life and how to use their platform to make a difference. Speaking out for racial justice, honoring veterans as you do, supporting tutors and mentors for local schools, This is an organization that emphasizes community service and encourages players to create their own charitable organizations, which many have done. And it matters. You're showing the power of one of the most elusive things in the world, unity. When people from different backgrounds, each with their own personalities, work together as one team. You play together with a distinct style, in constant motion, with a real joy of the game and a love for each other and a great city to represent. And from that unity, you strive to bring out the best in yourselves and each others. In fact, I've heard how even after the wins, Patrick and those players go up to Coach Reed and ask him how we could do better. That's pretty incredible. That's pretty incredible. For everyone watching, especially our children, that's the power of this team, the power of sports, and I might add, it's the power of this country. It's the power to remind us who we are as Americans. We're the United States of America, and there's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity when we do it together like these guys behind me. Folks, congratulations to the Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, and good luck next season. And by the way, you got three coaches who from the University of Delaware played there. I got my University of Delaware hat on. God bless Norma Hunt's memory. God bless you all. And may God protect our troops. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn this over to the team president, Mark Donovan. Mark.
You can use the handheld marker. You can use they work as well.
Thank you.
Get this out of your way.
Appreciate that, President. Mr. President, on behalf of the entire Kansas City Chiefs organization, thank you for having us here this afternoon. It is a tremendous honor to be here. Today, our entire organization is mourning the passing of our matriarch. Norma Hunt was an amazing woman, and our hearts, our thoughts, our prayers are with the entire Hunt family. Norma was a joyful soul. She loved her Chiefs. She was really proud of this team and really proud that they had the opportunity to be here today. I can tell you from personal experience, there was no one better to celebrate a championship with than Norma Hunt. And I know for a fact that she wants us to celebrate today. So please join me in celebrating Norma and celebrating this great team. <laughs> 60 years ago, Lamar Hunt brought this team to Kansas City. And although this is the third Super Bowl championship team, this is the first Chiefs team to ever visit the White House. And for that reason, we're even more proud to be here representing our organization and our town on this national stage. I want to thank the Missouri Congressional Congress, or delegation, and the Kansas Congressional delegation who are here with us today. I'd also like to thank members of the president's team who helped us coordinate all the details of this special, special visit. The men who stand behind me are just remarkable examples of the American spirit. And not because they won a lot of football games. It's because they exhibited the qualities that lead to success. First, they worked together. This season was never about one individual. It was about a group of men having each other's back, coming together to accomplish something special. Second, they overcome adversity. From a completely retooled roster with a lot of young players counted on, to an injury to our star quarterback, these players persevered all season long. Third, they believed in themselves. When the media experts and the NFL draft nicks said that maybe the Chiefs' run was over, And maybe the division was just too tough. The guys behind me proved the naysayers wrong. And lastly, we are all particularly proud of how they united our community. As the president said, sports has the power to do that. And we're proud that they united Chiefs Kingdom, a fan base that has proven their reputation as the most passionate in all of football. Finally, I have to acknowledge and recognize our amazing leadership team that makes all this possible. Our chairman and CEO, Clark Hunt, our general manager, Brett Veach, and the man you'll hear from next, our head coach and future first ballot Hall of Famer, Andy Reid.
I'll tell you what, we're fired up to be here as a football team. President Biden, your staff, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for inviting us to the White House. I mean, all right now. Everybody good? We're really fired up. We are really fired. Inviting us to the White House for this celebration of a championship. From the tour that we had, to the history here, to the great food, man. You can't forget the great food. To the great food. And to this right here, this celebration. We thank you. It's been 100% first class, and we appreciate your hospitality. To the Hunt family, we're thinking about you. Doggone, we're thinking about you. To the Veaches, we love you. To the Donovans, to our staff, the Kansas City Chiefs staff, to the coaches and to the players. What a phenomenal job we were able to put things together this past season. And what a great challenge it is to present ourselves this next year. Like President Biden said, nobody believed us before, and I'm sure it's going to be that same way this time, and we come out and prove them wrong. To Chiefs Kingdom and the city of Kansas City, man, we appreciate all the support that you give us. It's week in and week out. It's on the road. It's at home. You're the best fans in the business. We love you. We appreciate you. We sure appreciate our support here, too. And then, again, I'm proud to be the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, man. Oof. Doggone. Doggone. Anyways, listen, it's been a long wait to stand before you. Again, we're fired up. We missed the first one due to COVID, but we are here strong, man. Kansas City strong. Thank you. With that, Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes are going to take over the stage.
This for you right here.
All right, man. Okay.
So I've been waiting for this.
I'm sorry.
All right, they've moved the podium off of the stage in front of them. That was actually pretty funny.
You missed it. Travis Kelce jokingly went up to the podium and said, "I've been waiting for this moment."
And Patrick then Mahomes grabs him
Mahomes
and pulls him away.
Grabbed him and shoved him out of the way.
That was actually very funny.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, no.
Very sweet. You heard Coach Reid get choked up there twice.
Yeah.
Once at the beginning of his comments, as he gave his thoughts and well wishes to the Hunt family, yeah. Upon hearing the news that we all woke up to this morning that Norma Hunt had passed. And then once toward the end, he caught himself and said, what a time. Yeah. I'm sure. Proud to be the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't get this opportunity because of the pandemic. I'd forgotten about that after their first Super Bowl recent win, but boy, they are there now. And there was a very loud noise and a bobbling of the microphone.
Several people are commenting about that on the text line. I crapped my pants.
Jumped up out of my chair and about, I looked at Sam and I said, what was that?
So President Biden holds a separate microphone when he talks at the podium, and he had set that on the podium while the others were speaking. And I have no confirmation of this, but they weren't ducking for cover, I'm assuming that that was the microphone falling off of that
podium. It sounded like gunshots.
It sounded something awful,
been,
and it
you
was
know
not.
That there would have been
of course.
Of course, the whole thing would have changed.
But I think everyone listening to it collectively thought what I thought, which was, what was that? What was that? What was that? Everything is fine. What a wonderful moment, and on this day of all days. Yeah. On this day of all days. And I know we plowed right through that break. We do need to get back to just acknowledging the weather we have going on. There's a lot going on in our studio right now.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break because we missed a couple of commercials at the top of the hour, and then we'll return with a normal hour of Dana and Parks here on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.